Hey, welcome back to Geek Show Help Desk.
Hey. All right.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Look at that. He's back.
I know
back.
You guys Who's all like James
Lang,
better than
Lang's
me,
back?
But I'm here.
Yep, Lang's
you know what,
back.
Jaren?
Hey, yeah, Lang's
look,
back.
Lang is
Thanks,
back.
Thanks, Jaren. Man, I missed you guys.
I missed you too.
Lando's also here.
When we're off to the races, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
All right, this is the Geek Show Help Desk, where we talk about tech gadgets and video games. Try to run on through the highlights of the week in those categories. Sometimes we get more lowlights, but, you know, it is what it is. Let's start off by introducing our panelists back again, because we have a really neat Transformers thing to talk about this week, and he is Mr. Transformers. He's Lang.
Lang MS Prime. What's up, guys? Back on Help Desk. Glad to be here. Find me on Instagram. That's all I do. Gun plus Skyfire.
There you go. Down there next to Lang, we got Lando, the double L's.
Hey, it's me, Lando.
You sound like a horse.
Nay.
Nay, it's me, Lando.
Nay. Nay, he doesn't.
All right, moving along to Owen.
You want more from me? Yeah, I can go on a monologue.
That's no, you did a good job.
I was gonna go for a goat name because I'm the goat, but a goat that. Sound. No, okay. Hey, follow me here. This is where you're gonna get the best of me. Oh. The best of me is right here, just for you guys.
Okay, Jaren, let's wrap this up.
Hi, this is Jaren, and we have a host, Tony.
Thank you, at Quanti Tony on Twitter or on Geek Show Podcasts. All right. Let's see. Next would be emails. Do we have any emails?
Yes, we do.
Email.
All right.
Got an email from Alex. 3D printers again.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
Uh-oh.
Too much 3D printer talk.
Never too much.
Mm. Hello, all you lovely people. I've been listening to the show for a while now and thought I'd finally email in. My dad asked me if I had any suggestions on a high-quality 3D printer. I told him I have no clue, but I know a podcast that could take a swing at answering Hey-o. That. I know you guys have mentioned your 3D printers before, but number one, I'm too lazy to track down the episodes, and number two, are there any newer models or tech out there that would be better? The main goal was finding a perfect printer that could handle printing cosplay items, such as a Mandalorian helmet, down to miniatures without too much hassle. Neither of us have much experience in 3D printing, so we need something beginner-friendly or something more forgiving when it comes to learning, if that's a factor. Budget is free range as long as it produces quality prints.
This is easy. This is easy sauce. If budget's free range, man, just buy the bamboo and be done.
No,
and that's right?
I don't say
plug
buy
and
the
play.
Bamboo.
Really?
Email's not done yet. Hold your...
We'll get to it, though.
...wads, guys. And feel
your
free
goats.
To sprinkle... and feel free to sprinkle in any advice for a newbie 3D printer user. Thank you guys for being smart and making a podcast. I look forward to your response, Alex.
All right.
Oh, I'd press behind the bamboo most expensive one you can find. And
send the most qualified to answer
incorrect.
This.
Which
know,
one's correct,
I've done
then,
the
Tony?
Most,
tell me why I'm
done,
wrong.
I've done the most 3D printing here, and I'm pretty
have
sure.
Have you now, Owen?
Yeah,
have
probably
you?
Probably just a... I mean, Tony's probably a close second, but...
I'm looking at a 3D printer right now, so that tells you how good I am.
I've right. seen some on the internet.
Let me throw this out there very first. The bit of advice I give to noobs is don't be afraid to troubleshoot and play around, because it can be very frustrating, even with the new generation printers. But keep at it, and eventually you'll get to the bottom of whatever's troubling you, and you'll get some nice prints out of there. Looking at you, Twyman. Twyman had some issues with his K1 Max.
Did he almost give up?
Oh yeah, he got close.
Oh good.
Yeah, but then he figured it out. We looked at it together and ended up figuring it out. It took a few days though, of frustrations.
How's this answering his question? This isn't answering his question.
That's the advice.
No, it's not.
Now.
Oh okay.
The second half, the advice. Now, what I would say, you have. It's a good thing you said the sky's the limit on price, because you can't get what you want out of one printer. Miniatures aren't going to print very well on filament printers. They're too small. Mm-mm. So if you really want miniatures, you're going to need to go with a resin printer. And they
those
will
are
print,
so cool.
They will print crisp, highly detailed miniatures that look fantastic.
Are they beginner friendly?
Well, there is a new model.
Any 3D printers? 3D?
Not really.
Yeah.
There's a new model of Elegoo.
I'll jump in.
Yeah, you got some resin printing advice here. Or
no, So I have a filament printer that I got specifically that has like slitting software, auto balance, everything with it. That way it does everything for you.
Yeah.
That's where I would say start, because that's what I did. But if you want to get detail, like Tony said, resin, but it is not beginner friendly. It can be
messy.
A little tricky with the materials. Yes.
It's stinky.
Very stinky.
That's right. I've heard people have to get hoods, like exhaust hoods.
All of
stuff.
Them come with hoods now, basically. Yeah.
Boom.
Hoods that go where?
Here's mine.
There you go.
Like, right, are you there. Supposed to tube it to outside or something?
You put a carbon filter on it. Yeah. But yeah, you still don't want to use it in a small enclosed space, even with the hood and the filter. It can still be noxious. Thing about resin printers is there's multiple steps required for the print. You have to first print it, and then you have to clean it, and then you have to finish the curing process, and then there's the cleanup associated with most resin printers out there. But what I was going to say was Elegoo just launched a new one, the Saturn 4 Ultra, at $399, which is very competitively priced. I've seen some reviews on it, and it looks fantastic for resin printing. Now, the reason I wouldn't go with bamboo is nothing to do with the quality or ease of use or anything like that, because it's great in those aspects. But the person that wrote in specifically said Mandalorian helmets. The bamboo is not a large enough print volume to print a whole Mandalorian helmet.
Could you not print them in pieces?
You can. There are some out there that are made in pieces that you can print and put together afterwards. But if you want to print a whole one to fit on an adult head, you're going to want something like the K1 Max. Or I would even suggest waiting a few months and checking out the K2 Plus that was just announced from Creality, which has a slightly larger build volume than even the K1 Max. And some other upgrades and things like that. So that's what I would say. If you have to get it right now, bamboo's not a bad way to go. If you're not worried about build volume size, those are fantastic.
Tell me I'm right
printers.
Without telling me I'm right.
No, I did not.
If he did it right, he is.
I said you were partially right.
Okay,
it's close enough, right? It's more than you usually get. So
yeah,
shut up.
That's fair.
100% improvement right there.
So anyway, that's my advice. Anything to add, Lang?
I was actually thinking, because I just did a print. The print volume is always going to be tricky, especially for cosplay. Mm-hmm. I just did a manhole cover that starts out about the size of a coaster. And now I had to expand it to about a foot and a half diameter.
That's big.
But I had to print it in 16 different pieces.
Yep.
So
there's only one printer I know of that can do a foot and a half diameter. And that is the, what do they call that? It just barely launched. Something orange, something or other. It is insanely massive. I'm looking up now. I don't know if I'd recommend that one just because it is, it takes up so much space. The large format 3D printer. There it is. That's not it. Anyway, it just launched. It is absolutely massive. I think we talked about it on the show a few weeks back. Maybe not, but anyway. There you go. 3D printing is a super fun hobby as long as part of the fun for you is the tinkering, because there will be definitely plenty of tinkering that needs to be done.
It will help you increase your patience.
Yep. And the best advice I have for tinkering is only change one thing at a time and then test.
Oh, man.
And that goes for IT in general. Because if you change multiple
101.
Yeah, if you change multiple things at once, you'll never know what exactly fixed it, or you might just make the problem worse and not know what you did that make the problem
but
worse.
But what if you don't have much time?
Nope.
Then do it all.
Then it ain't for you, my friend.
Then start stripping out those registry keys and don't reboot.
And don't reboot.
Yeah, I always think, I don't have much time. I'm just going to do it all at once. Hope it works. And it ends up taking like twice as long as troubleshooting.
Yep.
Reinstall.
Yeah. Lang, it looks like you have an example there for the folks on the YouTubes. Oh, wow.
So this is what I printed out. Whoop. I love
That's
it when Tony
cool.
makes me big. I love that.
Whoa, this is a family show?
Yeah. Phrasing.
Phrasing. Are we doing that still?
How'd you take that? I'm talking about the video, Jaren.
Oh.
So this is 16 pieces.
and you can see
those lined up really well. How did you did you glue them? Or
yeah, I just glued them. There's if you go to a hobby shop, they have a lot of, you can still see. It would be the time if you want good like Mandalorian helmet to take care of like the seams and stuff.
Yep.
That's what. Wow, that's the labor of love with anything like creative or anything that you want to display, wear, use. It's always, that's a hard one.
For sure. All right. Thanks for writing in. I'm gonna
Cody?
Throw.
Joe. What's his name?
Chad. Joey.
Chad.
Cody? Not even close.
Cody. What was it, Jaren?
I closed it. Give me a second.
Never mind. We sure do appreciate you writing in.
Professionals, ladies and gentlemen.
It was Alex.
That was my close. No one. That was my next close. Guess. I was close.
I thought that was his middle name, to be fair.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Any more emails or is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, I got a package from a listener, actually.
What's in a bomb?
No.
We're not that famous. No one wants to kill us yet.
It's a package. I'm going to open it right here. And on the YouTubes, if you're watching, you're seeing this. And oh, what is this inside? It's a Sega Saturn model kit.
Oh,
how fascinating. I didn't know I was supposed to get this
because
I didn't win the contest. Someone else won the
contest.
No, he didn't.
I won.
Huh. Did you, Landon?
It was Tony. Sure. I remember it being Tony.
I specifically remember it wasn't Lando.
Oh, I'm not gaslighting.
Look at this. Oh,
so here's the thing.
Parts. Roll back the tape.
Oh, I'll roll back the tape. Are we ready? Here we go.
Roll back the tape.
Did I not win this? I could have sworn I won this.
Oh, you did, sir. You did, sir. But here's
Sweet
the fun
summer
part.
Summer child.
Did you
see this right here? See all those messages I
that
tried
looks
to
like
get
a
your
whole lot
info?
Of unresponded
Remember those?
To
oh,
messages.
Yeah. I don't have notifications on for Discord.
How many unanswered messages was that? Like 10, 15?
Rookie move.
A solid 6 over 2 weeks.
And that you gave
lots
it
of love,
to...
Lando, but if you miss out, you miss out.
You That's gave it to fine. The non-Sega fanboy out of the group. It's
true.
I know, it's true.
He was in second place. Runner-up has to get
that
the crown.
That's unfair.
We got
fair.
Some sweet stickers in here, too, that you're missing out on.
Hush.
Got some sweet stickers.
That's fine. My life's not going to change at all right now.
He loves Tuesdays.
Upset. Look at that. He loves Tuesdays. Love. This one I really like. I think
just
that's
a new job and not be able to do anything else in my
really
life.
Really cool controller.
You can't call
looking.
It a new job when it's been like 6 months, Lando.
It's still hard, Jaren. It's
that's
still
true.
Hard.
That's not new at that point. This sticker's awesome. Ripley from Alien.
I have an addiction for little stickers like that. I literally have a whole
computer taver covered of like geeky stuff like that.
Nice.
Like my favorite, I have a... You guys will love this. It's real quick. It's a, I'm just looking at it. Castlevania, like, logo from the old NES, but instead of like Simon, it's Colin Robinson from What We Do in the Shadows.
Colin Robinson.
So good.
That character's so funny.
Anyways.
So
sorry,
there you
Lando.
Go.
You got to play
will,
next time.
I will hang on to I'll this for you, Lando. Eventually. The benevolence of myself.
Tony.
I shall.
You're not benevolent. What's happening right now?
This model to you because you don't know how to answer your messages.
Wow. Your benevolence is unbounded.
Twitter would have probably worked better than Discord.
Benevolence.
See, and I can't put my foot back into Twitter. I just can't. It will just get
don't.
Like,
don't.
I'll have to
Tony
wipe
needs
my
to
foot
stand there
the
and
grass.
Be like, ba ba ba.
Don't do it. It ain't worth it.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. I shall.
I shall bequeath this to you in my mercy.
You peasant.
You guys suck so much. All y'all. I know that. I'm not having fun.
I wasn't laughing till you said that, Lando.
Oh man, my freaking headphone cable came out. There we go. Now I can hear again. All right, moving along. Thank you for sending that, Lang. This thing is pretty freaking sweet. Yep. I'll make sure Lando gets it.
You should come visit me at UVU.
Actually, I do need to make my way down there and try out further down and try out that Indian food truck you keep talking about.
I'm working from home on Thursday. Just saying.
You going to buy him lunch for the trek down?
Oh.
I like the way Jaren thinks. I don't like how long this is taking Lando to think about.
It got super awkward really quick.
Favor Tony's doing for me. Should I buy? Nope, I'm not going to buy him lunch. I'm going to think about it.
I will go to Tony's house and he can buy me lunch for making the trek.
Wow.
All right, let's move along to the important things. That would be the stories that we have for this week. In the right there, smack dab in the middle of who could have seen this coming, it would appear that Elon Musk has basically pushed away and turned off all of Tesla's core buyers with his crazy political rhetoric that he spews on X all the time.
Yeah.
Even me to the point where I had to unfollow him because it was just constant 15, 20 times a day. And I don't unfollow anybody because I like to have other people's point of view in my echo chamber. But even he got to the point where I was like, okay, this is just
too
not
much,
working.
My guy.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. In data is showing from where was this? The Wall Street Journal reported this. Polling showed that the proportion of, they say, Democrats or left leaning political folks, the portion of them buying Teslas fell more than 60% starting last October and November.
Because he's very not left-leaning, right?
Like, oh,
he's
no.
He's super crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing about it is this is Tesla's core audience.
Yeah.
These are the people that want to buy the electric cars.
Republicans love emissions.
That's proven.
A fact.
they love it. No, but the thing is they're far less likely to... Their reasons for buying an electric car, someone who's more right-leaning, would be probably just for the wow factor, for the coolness of it.
The speed
and things like that, you know, which are awesome reasons to buy an electric car. I'll admit, the only reason I bought one, the top two of the three reasons was it's fun to drive and I don't have to go to the gas station now and pay $4 a gallon for gas. And then third on that list was, sure, it's environmentally friendly. But yeah, you know, you take out anyone's reason to buy because, like, the left-leaning folks because of his rhetoric that he posts on X all the time. And there goes alienating a large market share of people.
Basically,
the people that
believed in him in the beginning, right?
Exactly. Because the
car wasn't always so fun to drive. It wasn't always so cool. It was just environmentally friendly at first. And... so he just alienates that part of his base.
No, they were always fun to drive, and they were always kind of cool. They were just extremely expensive.
After the Roadster, they were always fun to drive, but the Roadster had a lot of problems with breaking down. That one still actually had a gearbox, and there was a lot of reports of the torque from the electric motor just shearing the gearbox.
Just mashing that up.
Once they moved on to the Model S, that was when they consistently became fun to drive. Quality control wasn't always there at first, but that's a story for another day. It's improved massively since then. So anyway, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. And the funny part about that to me is I thought the same thing as I followed him and watched his descent into
more
crazy,
madness.
Yeah, super right-wing, anti, you know, everything besides... the right
wing.
I think
this is all just because they want him to pay his fair share in taxes. You think that's the one thing that finally pushed him over the edge?
Wouldn't surprise me.
It was COVID because
that was a
time,
big part of it too.
Yeah, lockdowns were forced in California, and he got really mad because, you know, it disrupted his business.
And then don't forget about recently with the problems he had with Tesla being incorporated in Delaware. And them denying him his absurdly large compensation package of like $56 billion or something like that.
Didn't he just move it to Texas now?
That's what he wants to do. He's got to get the shareholders and the board of directors approval to do
that. This goes to show that what you say, like who you are online affects it. Musk has gotten in trouble so many times. Or at least they thought he would so many times for saying crap about his company, right? And it never really came to pass. His stocks went up. You know, they drop and then they bounce right back up. But now after consistent trash talking or whatever he's doing.
Well, what would be really interesting too is to see if sales numbers stay or go up, and if we see more people that are conservative leaning purchasing the car,
right?
Because now they, I feel like they identify with Elon Musk,
and maybe that's what, maybe that's the plan. You know?
I was wondering a little
like,
bit.
Is it,
like,
is it this, a Jack is Sparrow this, moment, where it's like, is he?
Is he this smart?
Yeah. No. Or is he just making it up as he goes?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, what if he's looking at it one day and he's like, I think I got all the libs to buy a car that we're going to buy a car anyway. So I'm just going to go for the...
Need that other side.
The right wingers now.
It'll be interesting to see if the brand can break away from the man. You know,
yeah.
Because
he'd have to loosen his control and he won't ever do that.
Mm-mm. Well, stock has actually been up year over year. 5 days, it's been up. Month over month, it's been up. So
suddenly, stock show. Thanks, you can
sales start. It's showing.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Slowing,
if sales don't pick up and they have been laggy for the last two quarters, I think, then the stock price is going to start to notice that. You can only float along as the darling for so long before the stock market says, "Wait a minute, this guy isn't actually doing anything.
They're not making any. There ain't no gas in it."
Yep. So anyway, interesting note I found on that. Next, we have, let's talk about some good things, good in our opinion. Net neutrality has been officially restored.
It's back, baby. Man, there's a bunch of people that are mad about it. Who do you think's the maddest about it?
AgitPi.
Yeah, true. That guy's probably raving about it with his big... the ISPs.
Comcast,
the ISPs are mad. They're the ones who are like, no, this is horrible. We're following those rules anyway.
That's my favorite part about this.
Take our word for it. We're doing this already.
It's going to be fine, guys. Just trust us. We wouldn't have done it anyway.
Then what's the problem with the rule?
Exactly. And the biggest part about it is that this puts... Remember, they already had courts when this got approved in the Obama administration. It got reclassified as Title II, right? Which, if you know about Title II, it basically mandates that it's a communication standard that all Americans should be legally allowed to obtain, right? It's a requirement for America's infrastructure. And so
categorized it kind of the same as like electricity and water
telecom.
And
telecom specifically, like phone lines and telecom.
Oh, that was and that was already you don't see the phone lines as much these days as we used to, but was one of those things as well that was regulated.
When you had to have internet come across for telephone lines for DSL before it switched to cable and stuff, it was more Title II-y. So the other thing is that they can no longer make sweetheart deals for bandwidth. So companies they can no longer charge companies more for higher bandwidth like Netflix, right? But they also can't have people pay to get sweetheart deals for faster bandwidth either. So basically regulating that space. You can still do it. It has to be regulated and noted, and there's rules now. They are saying that this is horrible, that this is going to make it so that they'll have to take money away from infrastructure.
Oh my gosh.
Because we have
the money they got given in massive grants a few years ago that they didn't do.
Yeah.
Anything with the constructive.
This is always their threat.
Yeah, the infrastructure bill, that infrastructure bill, right? That came. They
got 42
years ago. What'd they get? 40. I mean, I think it says in the story, $42 billion.
Yeah, and what did they do with it?
$42 billion program.
Nothing.
They paid back shareholders.
Exactly.
They
put it in their pockets.
And stock buybacks. So
gross.
And it also makes it one of the other things. It also makes it so now internet connectivity is required to be reported on, like monitored. Another part is it will also give the authority to revoke authorizations for foreign owned entities. So companies that are using broadband networks in the US Title II gives that authority to pull that for that reason. So there's a bunch of good stuff about that for the consumer, meaning basically services, they can't have apps and things like that get sweetheart deals that you can't, which means it's fair to any developer. Any app developer gets the same slice of the pie. So
Let me tell you what happens when you're not regulated. You end up with a situation like where I live, where one ISP has an easement and they are the only ones allowed to provide fiber to the home.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can figure out that isn't involved in it, how this happened, why it's still enforced, et cetera, et cetera. And so,
and the same service is like $30 more in your neighborhood compared to everywhere else.
More like $40 more. Yeah, yeah. It is 80% more for the same service in my neighborhood than it is a mile away in a different neighborhood.
It was like that 10 years ago when I lived in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it hasn't changed. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Yep. It's such a freaking joke. It makes me so mad.
And so I think this net neutrality will always be a hot potato. Because it's not controlled, what's trying to happen now is they're trying to make the people against net neutrality, the lobbyists against it, mainly from the ISPs, are trying to make it so that this type of a definition or regulation has to be confirmed or done in the Senate or the House or whatever by Congress, basically. Because they know nothing ever gets done there.
Right? I like FCC. How you rolled your eyes right there, Owen.
Yeah. Big eye roll.
So, yeah. So they want to get over there because they know that can be, you know, that can be stalled or whatever. But I think it's going to be a hot potato because every time the administration changes and you have a new,
they'll try to change it, roll it back or put it back
in
place.
You have a new FCC chair. Yep. You're going to have the vote gets to be done by the FCC. And so I think this will constantly go back and forth as we see the years go on. But for now, it's back. It's good.
Celebrate while you can.
It's back for another year at least.
Year at least.
All right. Let's see. Oh, I think in other good news, some people might not agree with this, but TikTok might have some problems coming up here in the not so distant future.
Yeah. My headline, just to showcase my wittiness, TikTok.
This is
to
so TikTok. Cliche.
TikTok, TikTok.
No one else has thought of that, I'm sure.
I wrote that in the notes 4 hours before.
No one outside of this podcast thought of it, I'm sure.
Verbatim, yeah.
Yep, okay. Anyway, the bill to ban TikTok has been signed into law. So that means TikTok or ByteDance has to divest TikTok within the next 6 months or so, or else it will be delisted from the apps. From all the app stores and cannot be hosted on US servers any longer. Of course, they're probably going to fight this in court, so who knows what will actually happen.
Yeah, if you've been on TikTok recently, I've seen the lawyers for TikTok talking about it, like, we're going to fight this, and the CEO of TikTok's on TikTok. Like, it's been in everyone's For You.
Here's the best part is that ByteDance, this whole time, the parent company owned by China, they've been like, well, but you know, TikTok is free to do what they want, and TikTok CEO has been like, we are in no way owned by them. But all of a sudden, the law gets signed, and ByteDance is now all up in arms. ByteDance is doubling down, tightening their grip on TikTok, saying it will never be sold or whatever.
There's been reports that like they forced TikTok to house U.S. data on U.S. servers, but there's been reports lately that ByteDance management has requested CSV files of this data to be sent to them.
Well, that's not very
exclusive. But I thought
he
said that would never happen. Never happen.
And whistleblowers have said this, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Anyone? This isn't the first time this has happened, though. Do you know other countries have banned TikTok? Most notably, one of the biggest is India, 200 million users.
Yeah,
they banned TikTok because of foreign tensions or whatever.
I know this will make many a Gen Z-er weep, but personally, I don't care to see it go.
It makes me sad.
It does make me sad. I'm
glad to see it go. Bye bye TikTok.
Back at the boat. Why?
Because the Chinese government's stealing your data.
Yeah, but who isn't nowadays? So is Facebook, so is Instagram, so is Threads, so is Twitter.
So Facebook equals the Chinese government?
No, but...
That's what you're saying.
There you go. That's what you're equating.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Your details are out there, dude.
But,
like, everyone has
secondly,
them.
Secondly, I just think TikTok...
I don't think
TikTok...
Depends if you believe TikTok or not, right?
I would... And to me, this is just... I would love it if this was just the first domino to fall for all of social media.
All social media,
honestly,
right?
Because TikTok, I think, has one of the worst reputations for spreading false information. And
it's so direct and so fast. On TikTok can move a lot faster than on other platforms.
And I don't think they do a good job of I hope it's changed, but I know when I was on there, 2 years ago, they did not do a good job of policing that to make sure underage kids weren't doing things that they shouldn't have been doing on TikTok.
And why would they?
I haven't seen any of that stuff. Views.
So yeah, it's I think TikTok is the cesspooliest of the cesspool of social media now.
And when that happened, the same thing happened in India. 200 million users got it. This is what the launch of Meta, what's theirs? Instagram,
Threads, Instagram,
YouTube Shorts, and Instagram, and all that. When India canceled TikTok or blocked it, that's when those came out and they took up that market share. It'll happen the same thing here again. Maybe we'll get to see Vines. Maybe we'll get to see Vine come back, like Musk said. You know, like a TikTok clone.
I don't want to replace TikTok with TikTok 2.0, Vine 2.0.
As long as it's U.S. owned, what's the difference if they're stealing your data like everybody else?
Style, like Mastodon style TikTok.
Notice how my complaints had nothing to do with China stealing our data.
Yeah,
my complaints were centered around other things that TikTok does. Yep. But also, I do think that it's
other social medias do the same thing.
Yeah,
it's just
that they don't.
But I think TikTok's the worst at it right now.
Well, at least Facebook got caught doing it. They got caught selling all that data to that third party thing. So, and that's an American owned company, and all they got was a fine
slap on the wrist.
You know, they didn't get blocked.
Basically, rating poop here. This poop is better than the other poop. Come on,
hey, there's a site. Let's move on. You know, there's a website There's a real website for that.
RateMyPoo.com. I think I will not type that in.
No way.
Yours on.
Wow. Don't ask how I know
why
that.
Why do you know this?
Well, because I had firewall logs.
Don't ask what he says immediately.
I had to pull firewall logs on an executive at one of my jobs.
Okay.
Which executive? Which job?
I can't say that.
Be quiet.
Maybe in the in-between.
Jaren, leave him alone. He's not smart enough to stay away from answering these things.
No, I'm not. And I've only had a couple jobs since I worked with you guys. So
leave him alone, Owen. I'm trying to help you out here.
I can't. I'm helpless.
Yeah.
Jaren's wiles. I can't resist.
Well, there you go.
You can.
Okay, moving along. Let's talk about Transformers.
More than
meets the eye.
Right. So Robeson, it's a company that's making these insane toys now. They just released
Can you
Megatron
even really call them toys, though? I don't even think
So this is where that's what we're going to get into. This company started doing a couple of Transformers, and they looked really, really choppy. I would say almost 10 years ago, they had some offbeat characters, and then they released a number of non-transforming ones, and then they released the Optimus Prime. And then this last 6 months, they released Grimlock, everyone's favorite.
Grimlock looks so cool.
T-Rex.
Yeah, the dino.
Dude, these are freaking awesome. I don't care about Transformers, but I want one of these.
I know.
And then they just released Megatron, and they even have a Buzz Lightyear. That Buzz Lightyear is actually pretty cool. And I'll tell you a fun story after this. I feel like after seeing, because I'm a big collector and all the pricing keeps going up and going up and going up,
I feel
like a lot of toy companies are going to be going towards this, because some of the apps that they use on this are very similar to the, whoever can help me out. There's a company that made like a BB-8 remote control.
Sphero. I loved Sphero.
Yeah. So this is very similar to that, because all the Robeson ones also do phone apps along with it. So, I mean, my usual things I like to put in is, Lang just loves this. It's true, I do. But a really funny story, in January, I went to Fan Expo out here in Portland. And the one celebrity I really wanted to meet was Optimus Prime. And so I was in line to meet him, and it was really funny. It was
Was he nice in person? I heard he's kind of a jerk sometimes.
What?
Not at all. Like was, he
the voice actor for Optimus Prime, I've never heard of.
I thought you meant Optimus Prime himself.
No. That was a good joke, Darren. I got his, it. I like
what's
it.
What's his name?
I approve.
Peterbilt?
Cullen.
I wanted to say Weller, but Peter I'm like, Cullen. No, that's RoboCop. Peter Cullen.
No, that's Frank Welker is Megatron. But anyways.
Okay.
So here's a story that, I mean, there's me in the line with one item to sign, but you see people with grocery bags full of items, of course.
Oof. For eBay,
and
basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and about every third person had that automatically transforming Optimus.
Oh, that's cool.
I kid you not, it was really funny when they would say, here, check it out, sell it to Transform, and Peter Cullen would say it wouldn't recognize it because it's its own voice.
That's funny.
So it would just sit there. So it was really funny when all these people were excited, I'm going to make Optimus transform Optimus. It wouldn't work. So... yeah, if you're ever interested in these, good luck. They're not coming down in price. They go sold out. I just think it's kind of crazy.
What's the price on them right now?
So,
pre-order Megatron.
Megatron just came out for $900.
$900.
Good night.
Around that price.
Seems like something Carrie needs to get for his basement, doesn't it?
Nah, Carrie's not into the collecting as much nearly anymore. In fact, he's selling off a lot of his collectibles.
Okay.
I think Egg Foo collects all of those. I'm pretty sure he has Optimus and the trailer.
I love that Megatron 2 is the throwback to like the original.
Go ahead, Ling.
The Megatron throwback, you said?
Yeah, he looks like the original. I think Ling's a little delayed.
Yeah.
I am. No, but the Megatron, I was actually really excited. They showed a chess piece. And I was like, oh, it's going to be the gun of Megatron. But no, they just made him a tank. So
was he ever a tank in the show or in the comics?
Not until recently.
Oh.
Like the new iterations. But here's a fun, since I don't get to write in, I'm just going to ask a question like I usually do. What franchise would you guys want to see an insane toy or collectible like this? Like, I can see Owen like wanting a fully automated Warthog or Scorpion tank for sure.
Yeah, life size, dope. Or at least Owen sized. But
that's life
what made me what made me really sad is I think that Japan is getting rid of their giant Gundam. I think it's going away.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yep, we did. Yeah. You know what? Actually, along those lines, so in the Rick and Morty
be good too.
Universe, as the series has gone on, Rick has shown off more and more weird cybernetic hidden like weapons and things like that just come out of his body. I would love to see a similar thing. This company could do it. Just make the Rick big enough that you could hide like laser arms and stuff like that would just like pop out of his arms and his legs and his torso and everything. That'd be cool.
Go-Go-Tron. What was the Power Ranger knockoff? Go-Go-Tron with weasels?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, that show's so good.
Yeah. No, I was thinking it'd be cool like if Hasbro did an actual Sentinel with all the hype right now.
That would be like rad. For sure.
Cool. Lando, so, since you haven't watched it, you wouldn't know what that is.
So did we actually explain what these toys are? Like they're fully automated mini transformers that like actually transform stuff.
I wouldn't say mini. They're about 16 to 18 inches tall.
Yeah, they're like 2 feet tall almost.
With an app. With an app for your phone that you can boop.
How big are they
and
in real
voice
life?
Voice command.
They're mini. Come on.
Wow. 1/12 scale for real life.
Scale. Wow.
I would call that mini.
There's
not
a really,
micro, but mini.
There's a really cool video. That, yeah. Really cool video from the CNET YouTube channel with the lady host that they have. I can't remember her name, but she had one of the Megatrons and was showing it off, and she put it next to an Optimus Prime at the end and everything. It was rad.
Yeah. She's done all of them, I think.
Oh, nice. So yeah, very cool, man. I love these are the kinds of toys that I look at and I'm like, man, if I was 12 when this came out, I would have freaked out. I wouldn't have got one, of course, $900. But man, I would have wanted one hardcore. So
Pinnacle of technology was Crossfire.
You'll be caught up in the crossfire.
I always wanted that game.
We just summoned a generation right there.
My favorite thing.
Robeson, make a really cool crossfire game.
Yeah, get on that. I was all about creepy crawlers when I was little.
Oh, those are sweet.
I think that's why I like 3D printing so much.
Making those, like using the glue, and I had so many of those.
And I think that's why I like 3D printing so much, because it takes me back to like when I used to make creepy crawlers all the time.
Oh, when they introduced the glow-in-the-dark ones?
Oh, yeah.
That was game changer. That was the easy bake oven for the weird kids, right?
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I burned myself many a time on those metal molds.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's cool enough. Ow, ow, ow.
Want it now. Want it now.
Yeah. So, all right. Very cool. Lando, let's talk about...
Pick the good one. Pick the good story.
The list? The story. Is that the good one?
No. That's the bottom of the
barrel. I had a 50-50 chance. All right. Blood type. A story about
this
blood type.
This one's actually pretty cool. I found this online just today before we started the show. So my wife's a nurse. My wife's a nurse on the cardiac floor here in Provo. And so one day she was trying to explain to me blood types and how blood types work and how different AB positive. I'm sure Lang probably could like explain how all this works, but like, I understood it for a second and then goes over my head. But the bottom line is if you're in need of a blood transfusion, you can only take certain types of blood, right? That's kind of the way it works. But depending on types, excuse me, I can talk, I promise. But some researchers out of Denmark have found that using enzymes produced in by bacteria that almost everyone has in their gut, they have found out how to remove antigens from red blood cells that determine blood type, putting us well within reach of universal donor blood.
Gut bacteria can fix everything.
Doesn't it? You know, yeah. you got sore knee, make sure you balance your gut bacteria.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is like excellent news, because like especially now, like after COVID, blood supplies have been in dire demand, right? It's just,
don't I know it? If I get one more call from the Red Cross about my universal donor blood, I'm gonna lose it.
Are you typo negative? Right? Yeah. See, I'm typo positive, so it's like just close, but we don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want mine like every day. It's either Red Cross. They call me more than like my car warranty calls. It's getting bad.
It must feel good to be wanted at least.
Yeah, what's that feel like? We've been trying to reach you about your blood type.
The only thing that this doesn't account for is the Rh factor. This is, from what I understand from the article, and the article is kind of sciencey. This is like the positive or the negative part of the blood.
Yeah.
So that might not be as universal as. So it still might be only be two types, but it's closer to like more universal donor blood than we're at currently, which would be a huge deal for people who need blood transfusions. So
scrolling through this article, it feels like I'm reading my biology textbook from high school. Yeah, it's got the diagrams and everything.
The last key point here that I think is worth mentioning is the researchers have applied for a patent on these new enzymes and their method of treatment. So they expect to further their studies over the next 3.5 years before moving on to controlled patient trials.
They're patenting my gut bacteria?
Probably
the methodology, dude.
The way they use the gut bacteria.
No. I just farted out. So
anyway, this is one of those things that's like super duper cool, but we're still a ways out from it actually happening.
I'm giving this stuff away.
Human trials take a long time.
Owen, if you need a fecal transplant, I know a guy.
Is it Tony? You, Jaren?
Yeah, it's me.
Are you the guy?
It's me.
You think so highly of yourself. You don't think your crap stinks?
No, he thinks it's full of good bacteria.
It might give you celiac disease, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't want that.
At least you'd have long, luscious hair as a result.
Oh, that might be worth the trade-off.
Wait a minute. Still not worth it.
I'll open up a fecal transplant kissing booth. All right?
Whoa. You can get paid to donate your poop, Jaren. There's websites that send you stuff. You can donate and get paid.
Jaren will just go cheek to cheek with you. Just get it all
That's
done.
Horrible, horrible, horrible images in my head.
Wow.
I tried not to see that. I can't not.
Because you kind of want to at the same time, right?
Yeah.
I don't like this. I don't like this, Tony. Okay. Control the children, Tony. Get the trainer back to the tracks, Tony.
I'm the one that started this.
I know.
Me and Jerry.
But I'm not driving. I'd keep the kids in control.
I think we found a title, Cheek to Cheek.
Human Centipede for the Return of the Jaren.
Human Centipede.
Snake biting its own tail.
Before we get any further, let us keep moving. Okay, I saw this and thought it was very interesting. The science of putting animal protein into plants is actually moving along way more than I think any of us realized.
This sounds like the island of whatever.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
Dr. Moreau.
So there's this company, Mulek Science. They're from Luxembourg.
Oh, yeah. It would originate there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm buying this. Let me just pause. I'm buying this alone just for the icon they have. Just for the icon. just for the icon. Okay, anyway,
so
continue.
They do molecular farming, and what they've basically come up with at this point is a way to cross, I guess, genetically cross pig protein, and pig DNA, pig meat protein with soybeans, right? So the soybeans grow and mature, and they are full of up to 26% pork protein in their plant cells.
Vegetarians all over the world just fell over dead.
The line is being blurred.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you're a vegetarian due to, you know, humane reasons,
moral issues,
this might be absolutely perfect, you know.
Yeah, but pigs probably died to create this, though.
Well,
I mean, this counts out the whole. That's
the question: is how many dead pigs do they need to do this? And maybe that number is the same as how many pigs died naturally. Yeah. I don't know. You know, why waste a pig?
I'm contractually obligated not to disclose that.
Fair enough. So yeah, just very interesting. They call it piggy soy.
No. They call it. They need to call it beans in a blanket.
Oh, pigs that would have been really
better.
Good too.
That's there better.
Thank you.
Pigs in a pod.
It's like two pigs in a pod. That's a new phrase. We're gonna patent that right now.
And the logo for this.
What's wrong with soy protein? That's what I want to know.
Doesn't taste
as good.
Good
question.
Well,
this one has bacon flavored.
Yeah, there might be a flavor aspect to it, and animal protein digests and incorporates into your body different than plant protein does.
So I want bacon flavored soy milk.
What about people that can't eat that won't eat swine? What about the swine averse? There's a whole culture of that.
I don't know. Yeah, like.
All of our Jewish friends
and Muslim
don't eat beans. I'll have to be like, was this grown on or near pork beans?
Luckily,
and I can't eat it.
Luckily, that's not something I have to worry about. So I it's whatever.
I just have to worry about the
bring it on the pig beans.
But the icon for this is it looks like a pig snout, and that's the best part.
And I think that's why they put
two O's.
Yeah, an extra O in soy so they could make it a pig snout.
It's so great. I'm buying it just for that. I'll try it just for that.
Thought that was pretty cool. All right, we're going to do we're already at 48 minutes.
You've only done one of my stories. I have four. Come on.
Well, I was going to say we'll do a quick lightning round.
Okay, I'll do three of my stories really
quickly.
Going
long tonight.
You get
one
story.
Sounds like me,
Jaren.
Do it. No, Jaren, don't listen.
Okay, one headline and one story.
Yes,
I guess if the headline is all that you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Arc is officially out for Windows. Out of beta.
Ta-da.
Give it a try. Hopefully it's good now. We'll report back on that.
I will start using it if the sync works.
Yep.
But if it doesn't sync yet, then I'm going to hold off still.
All right, that was the headline. Here's the story. The Rabbit R1. The reviews are out, and it's been interesting.
It's more AI.
It's not good, but since it's only $200 instead of $700, it's not as widely panned as the Humane clip.
Yeah.
Pin, whatever you call it.
That was $700 plus a $25 a month subscription.
I love the headline of this article. You got to tell them what that is.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Calm your
sorry.
Butt cheeks there.
It's the lightning round, so I was just trying to help you along. Sorry.
Yeah, move thank quicker. You.
I forgot what I was saying now. Oh, yeah. Nope, I still forgot. Oh, yeah. The battery life runs out like crazy.
What is happening?
But I guess an update is out to fix that, so who knows?
Oh, that's good.
But the crux of it is it's based on Android, the Rabbit R1, and people have extracted the APK that runs on the Rabbit R1 because it's just base Android with the Rabbit APK on there. And they've loaded it onto a Pixel 6 Pro, and it works. And it
does the same thing? Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And all the reviews were like, why isn't this just an app on your phone? Well, it turns out it can be just an app on your phone.
Exactly. Exactly. The Rabbit R1. It should have just been an app. It's like that. The meeting could have been an email.
Yep.
Yeah.
The meeting could have been an email.
It's a good thing. So a $200 and a $200 gimped Android phone, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I hope
designed
you...
by Teenage Design.
It is a very pretty design.
It does look cool.
I like the design
from an aesthetic perspective.
It doesn't look functional. The scroll wheel on it is trash. Because
I should have made it clicky.
It's on the bottom too. So if you put it like on the table, it rolls. Yeah, and so they to compensate, they made it so you have to roll it a lot just to scroll down one item in a menu.
And it's like a slow mouse.
The touchscreen only works on the keyboard itself, on the virtual keyboard.
Because they want you to use the roller.
They want you to use the roller, right. But the roller sucks.
Oh,
it's a mess.
Have you actually ever dealt with like an old person who has changed their scroll wheel to like
it's the worst,
like?
Glacial.
One line per. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can't be saved.
Yep. Well, there you go. All right. More reviews will continue to come in on that one, I'm sure, because it's only been out for what, like a week.
Yeah.
So, all right, Owen. Lightning round.
Hey, you remember that mask, the Razer mask, the Razer Zephyr,
the RGB
Air
mask,
the
RGB
one that they
mask.
Said. Uh-huh, where they're like, oh, it's N95. It's not. And the FTC is suing them for a lot of money. Like
all the money they made on it.
All the money they made on it. Every cent. So
is that what this says basically? Anything you made, they're
gonna have them pay back $1,171,254.
Good thing they didn't make much money on it.
I was gonna say that's not very much in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, and the thing is like there was multiple warnings and multiple. They said the 99% BFE rating that Razer touted only referred to the mask's filters, just the filters. The Razer had no evidence the mask as a whole would offer adequate protection, which it did not to the COVID. They said it hasn't been specifically COVID tested, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. If it stops other viruses, then it's going to stop COVID. And they even got warnings, and they still pushed it forward out to the market. And paying they flew too close to the sun. Well,
I bet that product manager got promoted.
It probably did. Because Razer loves at least once a year they come out with some sort of meme product, and that was the meme product for that year.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So.
People are still waiting on that Razer toaster. I saw an article that there's been 11 people that have gotten Razer toaster tattoos in anticipation.
Wow. In anticipation, for the Razer toaster.
And 6 years later, we have no Razer toaster still.
Got this tattoo for nothing.
Yeah, I've sworn off Razer products. I'm not impressed with them.
I think hardware wise, they're usually good or great, but their software for everything is just such garbage.
The hardware on the keyboard I bought from them was absolute trash.
Oh, was it bad? Okay. Yeah. The one I had was pretty good. All right. Let's see. Lando.
This is not a lightning round. This is a longer story.
Oh, yeah. So yours is a list. Okay. Yep. Sounds good. And for my lightning round, I'm going to tease a review for next time.
Boo.
You want me to just give the review?
No, tease it.
Then what are you booing for? I'm doing exactly what you wanted.
Just
for
you color. In general.
Just for color.
Just wanted to get you in general.
What a
jerk. General boo.
Anyway, the Moto Buds Plus.
Oh, it's an AirBud. Oh. It's a what a surprise! Review.
Yeah, I told you I ordered these. Right?
AirBud. No, that's a movie about a dog.
Are these the ones AirBud. That you think are going to be really, really good?
Right. These are the ones that are. They have Bose, a partnership with Bose. That's right.
Motorola symbol. Where'd they get that from? Steal it off a like phone from the 90s?
No, Motorola is owned by Lenovo now.
Oh, okay.
So that is, I'm going to be doing a full review on those next week because we ran out of time this week. And it has been a very interesting ride with these headphones, but not for the reason you think. So, yeah.
Number three, mate, surprise you.
That's what do right. I think?
Cliffhanger. So
that'll be next week, but we are all done for this week. Let's give a big shout out to our awesome Patreon backers, patreon.com/helpdeskarcade. Thank you so much for your support of this silly podcast. And if you are one of the $6 tier or higher donators, you get a shout out, which Jaren has for us right now.
Thank you to David Roshinsky, Connor Keeson, and Wolfaball Tony. They are extra special. They will always be extra special. Jason Eatmon, Keonda Carnal. I'm Halo Onyx. How about you, Owen? Andy Bird, Be the 8-year-old. Tony, challenge. The Home Theater Geek. Travis Johnson, buy Geek Show Arcade Help Desk stickers at Pie Man Graphics on Etsy. All proceeds go to Lee George K's medical bills. Jeremy, No Name, No Color, Keslo, Eric Steinman, Eric Cruz, The In-Between Rating, plus six. Ooh. Matt Nelson, Harry Patch, Adam, Aaron Faulkner, Stuart Lloyd, History is there for you to learn from or repeat. Your choice. Ryan M. and Adam Hecht, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patreon backers. That is it for this week. So join us at the Geek Show Arcade in a couple of days, or don't. I think you should, though. And until then, Lando, take us out.
Hey, we hope you care. Be an end user.
What the?
I'm offended.